And the prax, we're going to try and relate the prax through to the theory when you do your block mode version of the prax. One of them, we're going to take a nickel 2 plus, we're going to react it with a ligand called dimethyl glyoxine, and we require two equivalents of dimethyl glyoxine for the nickel to create our nickel bisdimethyl glyoxine complex. So soon you'll be able to rattle off on your tongue the naming procedures that you use for these sort of ligands. Now this thing then is a bright red colour. From your experiences in the past with chemistry, you may have heard the term metathesis. Metathesis is where we are taking, in this case, iron and ligand in solution. There's an equilibrium for this, and the equilibrium is lying in favour of this thing, which is a weak electrolyte, something that doesn't want to dissociate and give you nickel and dimethyl glyoxine. Classic case of a weak electrolyte is water. So if we were to have this thing as water, we would have H plus here, we'd have OH minus here, and we'd have water on this side. And that equilibrium lies entirely in the favour of water. Who remembers the concentration of H plus and OH minus that you get in distilled water? Yeah, 7's in there. So that's pH 7. So what does that tell you about the concentration? That they're equal, yeah, and what are they equal to? Yeah. So you're pressing the inverse log button in your brain and going 10 to the negative 7, yeah. Okay, because that's the relationship between pH and the concentration. Is pH is minus log base 10 of the concentration. So in this case, where I give you the pH of 7, that tells you that the hydrogen ion concentration is 10 to the minus 7. So if these things, in the case of water, H plus is 10 to the minus 7, OH minus is 10 to the minus 7, very low concentrations on this side mean that it's all to the right-hand side. And that's what we see with the nickel dimethyl glyoxine as well. It's a weak electrolyte, it's driven entirely to the right-hand side, so that's why that thing forms. We're also going to look at silver ammonia complexes in the prac as well. These guys form readily when we've got sufficient ammonia. The constant that we use to describe these formations here, it's called a formation constant, so it's an equilibrium constant. We can see that because it's a big K. The subscript F is used indicating the extent of formation.